Buenas tardes. Bueno. Great to see you all. Today's text is Jeremiah chapter 17, 1 to 10. I have a Spanish and English Bible. It is page
1069.
Due to time, they will only read English, but for the Spanish group that I encourage you to read in Spanish, I will read in, a little bit slow in English so that you have enough time to read it. Jeremiah 17, 1 to 10. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. With a point of diamond, it is engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of their altars. While their children remember their altars and then their asherim beside evergreen tree and on the hill, high hills, on the mountains in the open country, your wealth and all your treasures I will give for spoil as the price of your high places for sin throughout all your territory. You shall loosen your hand from the heritage that I gave to you, and I will make you serve your enemies in a land that you do not know. For in my anger a fire is kindled that shall burn forever. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in men and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green. And is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart of deceitful above all things and desperately sick, who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test mind to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruits of his deeds. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of the word. For we trust your word, we also want to obey your word completely. Help us to glorify your name by putting into practice what we will learn today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us imagine that there are two ways in front of you. One is the path of the eternal curse. The other path is eternal blessings. Which path you will choose? Isn't it that true? All everyone will choose eternal blessing. The prophet Jeremiah, who wrote today's text, was a prophet in the kingdom of Judah until the Babylon Empire conquered Judah. His vocation was proclaiming God's will to the people of Judah. He preached that people should choose the path of life rather than the path of the curse. But no one paid attention to his preaching. So at the end, the Judah was destroyed by the kingdom of the Babylon. Most of the people were killed, and a small number of the people, Judah, became captive. What was the reason? People of Judah did not choose the path of life. Their sin caused their collapse. Yeah. Aren't we curious about today's story? What kinds of sin is enough to ruin a country? What happens after sin? Maybe we can get vivid lessons from today's text. We will not study all the sins that Judah did, but there is one specific sin that I want to learn, which provoked God's anger eternally. Now today's structure, structure is at verse 1 to 4. God speaking about regarding sin of Judah. And in verse 5 to 8. And then God addressed about the curses and the blessing depending on the object of trust. And verse 9 to 10, he will address about heart of man. So today, from today's text, that I have three subtopics. And the first, regarding the sin that led to destruction of the people of Judah. Second, think about the path of cursing and then blessing. And then third, that our hearts need God's grace. First subtopic, sin of Judah. What was sin before God? Verse 1, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, with a point of diamond. It is engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of their altars. God gave us a pictorial description of the sins of the people of Judah. If a person write down his sin or other people's sin in the paper, it will continue to maybe 10 years. But if you engraved someone's sin on the tablet, on the stone, it will maybe continue at least 100 years. But what is this first verse expression? Would it be that to engrave the sins of Judah on people's heart with a pen of iron and with a point of diamond? Isn't that this expression that God is confirmed, God's firm will to leave that record permanently? The same goes for the altar's horns. Although the horns of the altar of the burnt offering are a place where priests perform purifying ritual, so God ask priests to sprinkle the blood on the horns. And then God will pardon the worshipper's sin. But today text that on the horns, and he will carve the sins of Judah. So both statements, either on the tablet of the heart or on the tablet on the horns of on the altar. God will never erase these sins.
Dios nunca va a borrar esos pecados que fueron escritos allí.
What was their sin that can never be erased?
¿Cuál es el pecado que nunca podría ser borrado?
The verb in today's text is written.
El pasaje que dice hoy está, dice que está escrito.
Is a passive participle verb form.
Es una acción pasiva.
It is a Hebrew verb that emphasizes the continuous action in the past.
Está hablando de una acción en el hebreo, de una acción continua en el pasado.
So God continues to record the sin of Judah in the people's heart and then on the altars of the horns of the altar.
Entonces Dios continúa escribiendo los pecados de Judá en el corazón, estaba en el corazón y en el altar.
God was writing their sins. In the meantime, then what was they are doing?
Y cuando Dios estaba escribiendo esos pecados allí en esos lugares, ¿qué era lo que estaban haciendo ellos?
Versículo 2. While their children remember their altars and then their asherim beside evergreen tree and all the high hills.
Dice, mientras los hijos se acuerdan de sus altares y de sus imágenes de acera que están junto a los árboles frondosos.
While God was writing their sins on their hardened conscience of the Judah, and then horns of the altar with a pen of iron, which had a point of the diamond, they were not remembering the promise they had made with God. But remembering the idols they made, and remembering the altars of those idols, and even the place that they worshipped in the high hills. The verb to remember in Old Testament was more than just mind practice.
Era más que simplemente una práctica.
My children can remember A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Mis hijos pueden recordarse A, B, C, D, F, E.
But they do not put this remember, the alphabet, in action.
Pero ellos no pueden, o ellos no colocan esa, eso que recuerdan en acción.
But in Old Testament, this verb, just remember, means that you take action.
Pero cuando tú lees en el Antiguo Testamento, esa palabra recordar significa acción.
And then plus, you take action, plus you put your energy on your remembering.
Y además tú colocas tu energía en recordar. Tomas acción y colocas energía.
So, right now, just people not remembering God's covenant.
Entonces las personas no recordaban el pacto que habían hecho con Dios.
But why God is writing their sins on their hearts and then on the horns of the altars?
Pero ¿por qué entonces Dios está grabando sus pecados en sus corazones y en el altar?
They remember the idols and then the altars and then the worship place, and then they go there and they put their energy on there. They worship idols.
Cuando Dios estaba haciendo, ellos recordaron los altares, sus ídolos y todas las prácticas que ellos hacían y fueron y idolatraron sus ídolos.
That is to remember in Old Testament.
Eso es para ser recordado en el Antiguo Testamento.
How serious was this remembering idols and then altars and a worship place?
¿Qué serio era eso de estar recordando esos ídolos, esos altares, y esa idolatría.
They provoked the God's anger.
Ellos provocaron la ira de Dios.
A fire is kindled that shall never shall burn forever.
Un fuego fue comenzado que nunca se iba a extinguir.
Also, as recorded in verse 3 and 4,
también está recordado en versículos 3 y 4,
because of their sins,
que por sus pecados,
their property, their territory will all be plundered.
Su territorio, sus lugares, todo va a ser tomado de ellos.
They will not even enjoy the grace of the sowing seed and harvesting crops in the territory given by God. According to today's text, one sin that we can commit before God is simply what we remember while we worship here. We came here to worship. How did we come here?
¿Cómo vinimos aquí?
Didn't we come here because we remember this place?
Vinimos aquí porque recordamos este lugar.
To be more specific, that didn't we come here, this place, to remembering the God's grace we received?
Para ser más específico, vinimos a este lugar recordando la gracia de Dios que habíamos recibido.
Remembering the praise that we gave to God to hear.
Recordando las adoraciones que dimos a Dios en este lugar.
Remembering that God's presence in here while we worshiping.
Recordando la presencia de Dios cuando estamos aquí a adorar.
Today's message brings us enough attention that it is so important to us to remember correctly and rightly about what we worship and how we worship and what we do during worship.
El mensaje de hoy nos muestra o nos trae, digamos, la atención, la razón por la cual adoramos, por qué adoramos y a quién adoramos.
What are you trying to remembering right now?
¿Qué es lo que estás tratando de recordar en este mismo momento?
Which memory will you keep thinking this coming week?
¿Qué memoria vas a tener en tu mente durante esta semana?
Do we remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ?
¿Recordamos la muerte y la resurrección de Jesucristo?
Do we remember how much He loved us so that He even had to die on the cross for our sins?
¿Recordamos cuánto Él nos amó, que aún Él tuvo que dar su vida en la cruz por nuestros pecados?
If we remember of our God correctly and then rightly, it will also bring us in right action and in direction in which we will worship our God with a genuine heart.
So, si nosotros recordamos a Dios de una forma correcta, eso nos va a llevar a dar una adoración correcta a Dios.
Topic 2, subtopic, second.
Punto.
Trust man and trust God.
Confiando en Dios.
In verse 1 to 4, God mentions that Judah sinned and then tells a story of the cursed and blessed man throughout the psalm-like poem.
Entonces vemos aquí en los versículos del 1 al 4 que Judá pecó y la bendición y la maldición que hay en el camino cuando uno peca o obedece a Dios.
In verse 5 and 8, at the time, Judah had not yet been destroyed by God, so God again wanted people of Judah to trust Him.
Entonces, hasta este momento, Judá todavía no había sido destruido por Dios, y todavía él quería que la gente de él confiara en él. Dios quería que la gente de Judá confiara en él.
By this giving parable.
Dándoles esta parábola.
So verse 5 and then 8.
Versículos 5 y 8.
Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in men and makes his flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched place of the wilderness and in an uninhabited salt land. Verse 5 and 6.
Five and six.
Yes.
Así ha dicho Jehová, maldito el varón que confía en el hombre y pone carne por su brazo y su corazón se aparta de Jehová, será como el remanente en el desierto y no verá cuando viene el bien, sino que morará en los que se queda, sequedales en el desierto, en tierra despoblada y deshabitada.
In God's eyes, the people of Judah who do not trust God but trust men is the cursed one.
En los ojos de Dios, la gente que no confiaba en él, sino confiaba en hombre, eran aquellos que estaban bajo maldición.
God was able to see their hearts through, and then what is really going on, which is turning away from Him.
Y Dios podía ver en sus corazones y ver qué era lo que estaba allí y cómo ellos estaban apartándose de él.
But here is a description. It is as if a bush in the desert is standing alone in the land of salt.
Es como lo vemos aquí en el pasaje, es como un árbol que se encuentra en el desierto que está solo allí, apartado.
We did not read it, but it's Jeremiah 17 and 13.
Nosotros no lo leímos, pero está en Jeremiah
17:13. O Lord, the hope of Israel, and all who forsake you shall be put to shame. Those who turn away from you and shall be written in the earth. And for they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living water.
Oh, que va a esperanza de Israel. Todos los que te dejan serán avergonzados, y los que se apartan de mí serán escritos en el polvo, porque dejaron a Jehová manantiales de aguas vivas.
If we do not drink water, we will die within a few days.
Si no tomamos agua, vamos a morir en pocos días.
A tree dies if the tree does not suck up the water.
Los árboles también mueren si no pueden tomar agua.
Likewise, if our souls are not connected to Jehovah, the source of the living water,
si nuestras almas no están conectadas con Jehová, en la fuente de nuestra vida,
our lives would only end in death and in shame. On the other hand, what about those who place their hope in the Lord?
Pero por el otro lado, ¿qué hay acerca de aquellos que ponen su confianza en el Señor?
Their hearts grow deeply towards God.
Sus corazones crecen profundos hacia Dios.
It does not mean that the challenging circumstances will not come.
No significa que no vas a tener circunstancias difíciles.
It happened. But a person whose root really deep into God, trust in God, because root is nearby river, it is not anxious. It's not afraid of heat or drought. Who should we trust? It's a shame to trust ourselves. We must trust in God with our whole hearts, for God is the fountain of living water. That is the path of eternal blessings. Third, our heart needs God's absolute grace. As one commentator said, the mind is the source of the human thoughts and actions. This is from Proverbs
4:23.
Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life.
Sobre toda cosa guardada, guarda tu corazón, porque de él mana la vida.
If we trust in the Lord, and then we will be blessed.
Si confiamos en Dios, estaremos eternamente bendecidos.
But if we rely on our strength and then things with our hearts,
pero si confiamos en nuestras fortalezas, en las cosas de nuestro corazón,
we will be cursed.
Seremos maldecidos.
Relying on God is our way to live and the only way to live.
Confiar en Dios es nuestra forma de seguir y la única forma de seguir.
However, God's diagnosis today regarding our hearts in verse 9 is a great shock to us.
Pero lo que vemos aquí en el versículo 9 es una cosa que nos asombra.
Verse 9 and 10.
Versículo 9 y 10.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, and to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds.
Engañoso es el corazón más que todas las cosas, y perverso quien lo conocerá. Yo, Jehová, que escudriño la mente, lo pruebo el corazón, para dar a cada uno según el camino, según el fruto de sus obras.
If the most famous doctor in the world came here right now and then examined each one of us,
si el más famoso doctor venga en este momento a nosotros y examine cada uno de nuestros corazones,
how many of, just of us would be truly healthy? Our God, doctor will say that you are healthy.
¿Quién de nosotros puede el doctor decir tú eres sano?
First of all, I'm eliminated. I'm not healthy. Because I have a back pain here right now, and then just my brother Enrique has a back pain too. As Rose also have a back, just some pain on her just knees. So everyone is kind of sick, but how about if our God just come to here right now while we're worshiping Him, and then He see through, He just checking, looking through, just really deep in through our heart what we are. Who among us would be pure and clean in heart? Who can stand before Him? One commentator translates verse 9 as follows. The heart is more dirty than anything else. And cannot be healed. Who can understand it? The more deeply we recognize the problems of our hearts, the more we feel trapped, for because we cannot fix it. Our sins does not disappear. So this much is today's sin, and then I write down and I burn it. Does it mean that it just disappear? It is engraved in our hearts. Nobody saw it, just what we did something wrong. But God is witness, and our conscience witness. Two is enough to be guilty, right? On the one hand, and even though we know that trusting in God is a blessed life, we too easily rely on ourselves and rely on our strength. Because our memory is also broken too. Just as the people of Judah always remember their idols,
así como la gente de Judá siempre se acordaba de sus ídolos,
our hearts also remembering what we have done in the past.
Nuestros corazones se acuerdan de lo que hemos hecho en el pasado.
Remembering our old habits.
Nos acordamos de nuestros viejos hábitos.
So it is really hopeless.
Y vemos que estamos sin esperanza.
We know the answer,
sabemos la respuesta,
but we cannot do it.
Pero no lo podemos hacer.
However, it is written,
sin embargo, está escrito,
there is a hope for those who trust in God.
Hay una esperanza para aquellos que confían en Dios.
There is a promise that God has made for our incurable hearts.
Dios ha hecho una promesa para nuestros corazones que son incurables.
Please listen to this gospel carefully,
o escuchen esta buena noticia con mucho cuidado,
because this is the only way.
Porque este es el último camino.
Ezekiel 11:19-20. And I will give them one heart, and a new spirit I will put within them, I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my rules and obey them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God.
Para que anden en mis ordenanzas y guarden mis decretos y los cumplan, y me sean por pueblo y yo sea a ellos por Dios.
Without absolute God's grace,
sin la gracia absoluta de Dios,
who changed our hearts of stone,
que cambia nuestros corazones de piedra,
and give us a new spirit, Holy Spirit,
que nos da un nuevo espíritu, el Espíritu de Dios,
we cannot live a life of the blessing life.
No podemos vivir una vida de bendición.
We need His absolute grace.
Necesitamos su gracia absoluta.
Luke 11, chapter 11, 11 to 13, that Jesus taught us in this way.
Lucas capítulo 11, versículos del 11 al 13.
What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
¿Qué padre de vosotros, si su hijo le pide pan, le dará una piedra? ¿O si le pide pescado, en lugar del pescado, le dará una serpiente? ¿O si le pide un huevo, le dará una escorpión? Pues si vosotros, siendo malos, sabéis dar buenas dádivas a vuestros hijos, ¿cuán más vuestro Padre Celestial dará el Espíritu Santo a los que se lo pidan?
Let us only remember God,
recordemos a Dios,
His grace, His mercy, His love,
gracias, su misericordia y su amor,
what He has done for us through His Son Jesus Christ.
Él ha hecho por nosotros a través de su Hijo Jesucristo.
Let us only trust God, who is the fountain of living water.
Confiemos solamente en Dios, quien es la fuente de agua viva.
When we trust Him, that is eternal blessing.
Cuando confiamos en Él, eso es eterna bendición.
But let us remember that we cannot do our own strength. We cannot do these things with our own strength.
Pero recuerden que esto no lo podemos hacer en nuestra propia fortaleza.
We have to put our only hope in God, that who will remove our hearts of stone and give us a new spirit.
Tenemos que poner nuestra esperanza en Dios, que puede remover nuestro corazón de piedra y darnos un espíritu nuevo.
Let us pray.
Oremos.
It is from Acts 4:12. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is a salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
Y en ninguno otro hay salvación, porque no hay otro nombre bajo el cielo dado a los hombres en que podamos ser salvos.
Lord, there is no other way for our salvation.
Señor, no hay otro camino para nuestra salvación.
The only answer is to live by the power of the Holy Spirit.
La única respuesta es vivir por el poder del Espíritu Santo.
Father, please pour your Spirit,
Señor, por favor, llama tu Espíritu,
to remove our dirty hearts,
para remover nuestros corazones sucios,
and replace them with the obedient Spirit of Jesus Christ,
para reemplazarlos con el Espíritu obediente de Jesucristo,
so that we can always remember your grace,
para que podamos recordar tu gracia,
and trust you with all our hearts.
Y confiar en ti con todo nuestro corazón.
Please be present among us,
por favor, está presente en nuestros ojos,
when we worship you,
cuando adoramos a ti,
so that we can always remember and rely on you.
Que siempre te podamos recordar y descansar en ti.
Please allow us to enjoy eternal blessings by trusting you more and more.
Ayúdanos a disfrutar eterna bendición para confiar en ti más y más.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Oramos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.